Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Right now on Fox 50 at 8, we are getting you prepared for a big day ahead. First day of the state fair and the start of the regular season for the Hurricanes. We have team coverage on what you need to know, from safety protocols to those traffic issues.
And take a look at Dick's Park. Some hints of fog here. It's a little thicker the farther north and east you go. I'll show you the conditions as you're heading out the door.
And the steps that will be taken today as health officials work to determine who could be eligible for more booster shots. Hello, everyone. It is 8 o'clock, and it's a big day. Friday Eve, of course, and the first day of the state fair. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. It's great. Casey Cunningham is out there. She's like the grand marshal of the whole thing so far today, and it hasn't even gotten started yet. We're so excited about it. And weather's going to cooperate, Elizabeth.
That's right. It's going to be a nice afternoon. It's going to be a warm afternoon. So a shorts and t-shirts kind of day if you're headed to the fair this afternoon. Here's a look at Durham, and you can see just some high, thin cloud cover. Really, what we'll see is partly cloudy skies for the bulk of the day today. But there are a few places that the visibility is still low, mostly north and east of the Triangle area. Rocky Mount and Wilson up towards South Hill, down toward Goldsboro. Those are the areas where you're likely run into some patchy fog. It may be thick for a little while, but it's already 8 o'clock. So by 10 o'clock, most of that should have dissipated. Our temperatures range from the mid-50s in the north to mid-60s down south. We'll take a look at our hour-by-hour forecast. Of course, the gates open for the state fair at lunchtime. We'll see a temperature close to 80 degrees at that point and into the mid-80s for this afternoon. Today, tomorrow look nice and dry, but I'm tracking a front for Saturday that will bring us some rain and could affect your outdoor plans. I'll show you when to expect the showers. Coming up, Zach.
801, the current time will take you back out to the Wendell and Zebulon area. This along US 264 and US 64 right near Rollsville Road. There was an earlier crash blocking the left lane. They have since moved it off towards the shoulder. Traffic is now getting by slowly, but it is definitely getting by. Delays as far back east as of the Zebulon area, as well as the North Carolina 96 interchange. So keep it in mind, if you're getting through that area, it's going to take you some time before you get past that crash, which is now completely cleared. Few additional crashes popping up near and around town, not causing any delays currently, which is some good news. Looking towards the south, though, I-95 southbound reportedly still blocked. This should be cleared within the next half hour or so at US 301 near Eastover. We'll watch those crashes and cameras and see how this fog continues to impact traffic coming up.
The North Carolina State Fair is finally here. Here's a live look at the fairgrounds from the WRAL Tower Cam, the giant Ferris wheel. My daughter and I loved riding that a couple of years ago. Gates will open at noon today, and thousands of people are expected to attend. The very friendly WRAL's Casey Cunningham live at the fairgrounds with what you need to know this morning. Casey, I say that because we caught you mid-wave to one of the workers there. It looks like a lot of people are setting up.
A lot of people are setting up. It's so exciting. And I hate to break it to you, I don't want you to be too jealous. We already had our first fair food. Very exciting. We were surprised with some country ham biscuits over here from the Pittsburgh Kiwanis Club. This is really cool, too, because if you come here and support them, they will be giving scholarships to the seniors at Northwood High School, which is really great. So, I mean, just awesome, the organization, and so great to see them as well. So there are some changes when it comes to the fair this year. Obviously, we haven't done this in 2 years, and now we're in the middle of a pandemic still, so I want to talk a little bit about those changes. Pull this up on your screen here. Something you need to know new for this year, there is a clear bag policy in place, so you can bring a bag of any size. Just make sure that it is clear. There's also free parking over at Carter Finley Stadium, but plan to walk. Have those walking shoes because there are no shuttles from the stadium to the fair. There also won't be any indoor concerts this year. That's mostly to do with a vendor change, not necessarily because of COVID, but something to keep in mind as well. So coming up in the next half hour, we're going to talk about some of the safety guidelines, what you need to know if you plan on coming here, about vaccinations, about COVID testing, all that sort of stuff. And of course, there's so much to do. There are events. We got to talk about tickets, other options to park. So we have a really, really helpful and useful state fair guide over on WRAL.com. So that's where I've been getting all my information to kind of plan out my fair days, and definitely a useful tool. Renee.
And I love that you're already getting to sample the food, a country ham biscuit. I bet it was good. What a way to start your day.
Delicious. A very, very lucky assignment for us this morning.
Casey Cunningham live at the state fair this morning. Do more eating for us.
A little bit of jealousy, not gonna lie. Carolina Hurricanes right around the corner are gonna drop the puck on their season in front of a sold-out crowd tonight. A lot of changes fans will need to know about before heading into PNC Arena for the game. All fans are required to complete an online health screening in advance, and all tickets are digital. Be sure to bring a debit or credit card because you can't use cash to pay for food or merchandise inside the arena or for parking. A clear bag policy is in place as well. And remember your mask. In 10 minutes, WRAL's Michelle McConaughey will join us from PNC Arena with the traffic issues along with the State Fair and the Canes game combined, what that'll cause tonight.
Today, FDA vaccine advisors will dig into the data on the Moderna booster shot. The company applied for emergency use authorization of a half-dose booster for certain people. Moderna says the booster would increase protection against the virus, and the half-dose could help maintain the vaccine supply worldwide. If the advisors vote yes on the booster, the CDC's vaccine advisors would then consider the shot.
The most important takeaways are two things. One is that all of these different nine combinations are safe, as in there are no new or different side effects. So all of these appear to be safe. And then the second big takeaway is that all of these combinations induced a pretty strong, robust antibody response.
This morning, President Joe Biden will have an update on COVID vaccines across the country and our response to the pandemic in general. That's happening at 11:30.
International news, a suspect has been charged for killing five people with a bow and arrow in Norway. Authorities say this attack appears to be an act of terrorism. Authorities say the 37-year-old Danish man was known to authorities after concerns he had been radicalized. On Wednesday, randomly started shooting people with that bow and arrows in the streets. Police believe he acted alone, but have not said if they know his motive. Now to Taiwan, where at least 46 people are dead and dozens more injured after a fire ripped through a residential building. You can see the smoke and flames just billowing from the windows of this 13-story building. Firefighters say that fire was extremely fierce and destroyed many floors. The building is about 40 years old, with shops on the lower levels and apartments above.
The Biden administration is planning to aggressively expand offshore wind energy, and it's looking at the Carolinas for that. The Interior Secretary says the federal government is exploring leases in the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean, the Gulf of Mexico, and several other areas. As many as seven new offshore leases could be signed by 2025. In March, the administration announced an effort to bolster offshore wind energy projects to jumpstart a clean energy revolution. Overall, the wind energy expansion could create 80,000 jobs. Construction officially starts today on a $2 billion drug manufacturing facility in Holly Springs. WRAL first reported in March that Fujifilm Diosynth Biotech's new facility would produce vaccines and other therapies from the cellular level. Several local leaders will join Fujifilm executives for the groundbreaking. That will happen at 11 a.m. This will be the largest manufacturing facility of its kind in North America. It will create 725 new jobs for our area by 2028.
It's another big reveal on The Masked Singer. Next on Fox 50, we'll show you the latest singer to end their journey on the show.
And the countdown to college basketball season is on. Coming up in our next half hour of news, the COVID-19 measures Tar Heel fans will need to follow on game days.
And the first part of the seven-day forecast, nice and warm, will be near record highs for the next several days. What you can't see is the rain that's in our forecast on Saturday. I'll show you the timeline, how much we can see, so you can plan around it for your weekend.
Welcome back. It is 8:11. Let's take a live look at Wilson, where we're seeing foggy conditions there. Wow, they are really socked in this morning. Meanwhile, here in the Triangle, we're seeing lots of sunshine in Raleigh. It's going to warm up to be a very pleasant day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look ahead.
Yeah, that's right. If you're north and east of the Triangle and you're seeing some fog this morning, expect it to burn off by mid-morning, if not before. We take a look at our live camera network. Of course, this is a look at the Capitol Building, looking down Fayetteville Street from the City of Raleigh Museum, 61 degrees. Temperature there. We'll head over to Chapel Hill, where it has not been foggy this morning. We're seeing clear skies and 58, so feeling pleasantly cool. And then we head down to Fayetteville, also been clear so far this morning, looking good at 65. Most of the fog and low cloud cover we've seen has been north and east of the Triangle. We continue to watch our cold front. It's starting to weaken a little bit. A lot of the energy with this front will end up moving up toward the Great Lakes. This was a vigorous front yesterday, bringing tornado warnings to Oklahoma City in particular. But as it slides eastward, it's going to lose some of its energy. energy, and high pressure is going to cause it to break down just a little bit. So we're going to see the best chance of severe storms, northern Virginia on up into the northeast. We are not under a severe threat for Saturday when the cold front approaches us. Let's go over the timeline of that front and talk about how much rain we may see early Saturday morning. The rain is back to the west, and gradually it begins to move in. This front continues to slow down and slow down. It's a brand new run of the computer model. At lunchtime, that rain is back across the Piedmont. It starts to work its way in around mid-afternoon, and there's 5 o'clock. We're going to see that continuing to push out of the viewing area. Still a little lingering rain around the triangle around dinner time, and gradually it pushes past the I-95 corridor as we get closer to 10 or 11 o'clock. High pressure builds in behind it, and this high pressure system is going to help to bring in some much cooler air, so it's going to feel phenomenal for Sunday. And taking a look right now, live view at the state fairgrounds. Everything looks good. Our best chance of rain in the next 7 days is Saturday. As a matter of fact, our only chance of rain. And it's a 50% chance, probably a 4-hour window or so, mid-afternoon into the evening, to see that rain Saturday. And the amounts will be low, most likely a quarter of an inch or less. We take a look at our tropical outlook. It is quiet out there right now. This is the only area that we're watching for development, and only a 10% chance there. It's not likely to cause rip current danger at the coast. If you really want one more last warm beach day, head out there on Saturday. The front won't arrive there until much later, most likely after sunset, so it's going to be a nice day at the beaches. But the front moves through the mountains earlier in the day, so it may be a little wetter on Saturday, especially the first part of the day. But Sunday will be glorious, and there's still plenty of good color, especially above 3,000 feet. And for reference, say Boone and the Blue Ridge Parkway are around 3,000 feet. I mean, it goes up and down. That's a good average. So Grandfather Mountain, Beach Mountain, near Boone, Craggy Gardens, Graveyard Fields, around Asheville, still going to be great places to go. And there'll be plenty of color moving down the mountains over the next couple of weeks. As we get past our cold front, we're looking at some cool temperatures, just 67 on Sunday, and then into the 70s next week. Zach?
8:14, the current time. We'll take you back out to U.S. 64 near Rollsville Road. This is just northwest of Wendell and west of Zebulon. There was an earlier crash blocking the left-hand lane that has now since reopened and moving along just fine. But notice, police still on this scene blocking their shoulders. So keep that in mind. Some big delays currently back building off from that area towards at least NC 94 or 96 near Zebulon. So some delays currently from that crash. Still residual, but they'll be improving over the next half hour or so. A few additional crashes popping up. Those are not on any of our main roads, not impacting the commute so far this morning. Right now, the Beltline moving along just fine, as well as towards the north. I-95 southbound was blocked at both lanes. Now since reopened, traffic still quite delayed back off towards northeast, away from the Eastover area around US 301. So finally seeing some improvement there as well. We'll take a look at our traffic and cameras and sensors coming up in the next 15 minutes.
The state fair will be well underway tonight, right at the same time the Canes hit the ice for their very first regular season game, and it's expected to create quite a traffic mess. WIL's Michelle McConaughey is at PNC Arena with what you need to know.
PNC Arena is going to look a lot different than this later on this evening. Fans are going to pack the parking lot for the Carolina Hurricanes' official first game of the season against the New York Islanders. This is a sold-out hockey game. That just puts into perspective how busy it's going to be. The parking lot will officially open at 4 p.m. for tailgating. And with PNC Arena right next to the NC State Fairgrounds, anyone in this area can expect heavy traffic and delays. The traffic will pick up around noon. That's when the fair opens. Don't forget about the ongoing road construction in the area as well. It's a very good idea to avoid this area if you don't need to be here. We spoke with fair officials and also State Highway Patrol about this, and they say if you don't need to be here, don't come here.
There's going to be a lot of traffic, but it's going to be easy. We've got a lot of parking. We've got a lot of parking off-site.
We are functioning within the capacity and with the expectation that we will have a good turnout, as we have had in the past, and we want to be prepared for that. We certainly don't want to be underprepared.
And if you are coming out to either the state fair or you're coming to the Carolina Hurricanes game tonight, it's a good idea to leave early. Troopers say definitely pack your patience for tonight. At PNC Arena, Michelle McConaughey, WRAL News.
Also, be sure to head to WRAL.com or the WRAL News app to find everything you need to know about this year's state fair. And that includes ticket information and food options.
Today, two allies of former President Trump are scheduled to appear before the January 6th committee. Steve Bannon and former DOD official Kash Patel are expected to give private depositions. Bannon says he does not plan to cooperate.
If people don't show up, if people don't provide the documents they're compelled to, we intend to take up criminal contempt and refer to the Justice Department, and we expect that it will be prosecuted. Unlike the last administration, no one is above the law, and so we intend to move quickly.
The committee has also asked former White House officials Mark Meadows and Dan Scavino to appear tomorrow. New this morning, we've learned a Marine killed during a training exercise in California was stationed at Camp Lejeune. 24-year-old Jonathan Barnett was shot on October 3rd. The Marine Times reports Barnett belonged to an infantry battalion based at Camp Lejeune. His family has questions about the day he died. They say he was not wearing the right protective equipment when he was shot.
I were in 13 minutes there, unexplained to us, unexplained what happened, unexplained whether or not he had last words, whether or not he was dead and they was trying to bring him back or what, you know. So many questions run through our minds.
Barnett was married with a baby on the way.
A student charged in a shooting at a Wilmington high school will be tried as an adult. Chance Diablo is 15 years old. He's facing four charges in connection to the shooting at New Hanover High School in August, where a student was injured. His next court date is November 8th. Our vaccine headlines now. Time is running out for TSA employees to get vaccinated. As of right now, 60% have at least one shot. They need to be fully vaccinated by November 22nd, right before the busy Thanksgiving travel period. TSA administrator says the agency is creating contingency plans in case of a staff shortage.
Officials in California say roughly 10 infernos are currently burning across the Golden State. One in particular is causing severe concerns. Kevin Cork has more on why the Alisal fire is proving so explosive.
Another devastating blaze scorching California, threatening at least 100 structures and prompting evacuations. The Alisal fire continues moving swiftly along the coast of the Golden State, burning close to 15,000 acres in Santa Barbara County as of Wednesday evening. Forecasters there say strong winds up to 70 miles per hour are stoking the flames, making them harder to extinguish.
We've been able to get aircraft on the upper end of the fire with retardant. We are unable to drop down the sides, east and west, because of the turbulence and the high wind.
The powerful gusts are also causing major concerns for power company PG&E, which has cut power to thousands in the surrounding area in an effort to reduce the risk of any potential down lines igniting dry brush.
As soon as they saw this high wind event coming into our service area, we started de-energizing power to about 25,000 customers in 25 different counties.
But officials Wednesday say the fire is only 5% contained, leaving residents to wonder how much longer they could be in the dark.
Living off a generator can be tough. Gas is rather expensive.
Meanwhile, plumes of black smoke causing health experts to declare a special air quality advisory through Thursday. Experts say they hope the Santa Ana winds will die down at some point this week, preventing the fire from spreading and allowing more aircraft to battle the flames from above. I'm Kevin Cork, Fox News.
Less than a week ago, the world halted as Instagram went down. So now Instagram is testing a new feature to alert users about outages of the app. The alert will appear as a notification in your activity feed. Instagram says it is testing this feature in the U.S. for the next few months. If the feature is helpful, it may roll out around the world.
Yellowstone National Park is a popular destination this year. The park has now set September and year-to-date attendance records. Nearly 873,000 people visited the park in September. That's a 4% increase from September of 2020. So far this year, Yellowstone has seen nearly 4.5 million visitors. That's up more than 30% from the same time period a year ago. To put it in perspective, it's as if the entire population of Oregon visited Yellowstone and invited along more than 200,000 of their friends.
It really is a breathtaking place. Another big surprise has fans of The Masked Singer talking this morning. We're about to show spoilers, so look away if you haven't seen the newest episode.
Who is it?
Wow, after After the reveal, Pointer offered a message of support to her sister, who was supposed to sing on stage with her but is dealing with health issues. You can watch The Masked Singer here on Fox 50 every Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Tonight is week 6 of the NFL, kicking off in Philadelphia. The Eagles host Tampa Bay's Buccaneers, and you can watch all the action right here on Fox 50. Pregame coverage starts 7:30, kickoff is at 8:20. William Shatner just wrapped up his first live interview since making history as the oldest person to travel to space. After an hour-long delay yesterday, the rocket successfully traveled to the edge of space, and the 90-year-old Star Trek legend is the oldest person ever to go. Back on Earth, Blue Origin founder Jeff Bezos greeted the passengers. Shatner was visibly emotional when he returned to solid ground. WRL's Ken Smith monitored that interview in the Live Center. He'll join us at 8:30 with some of the main highlights. Early voting starts today for the November 2nd municipal elections. The information you need to know before you head to the polls.
And today, FDA vaccine advisors will meet to discuss booster shots, what they're considering that could affect you.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
8:26 is the time on your Thursday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan with a look at the top local stories we're following for you. Elizabeth Gardner's in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We have a variety of looks around the Triangle and beyond.
We definitely do. I mean, most of us are seeing sunshine right now, but there's just a pocket of low cloud cover and fog. Rocky Mount down to Wilson, all the way up towards South Hill, Virginia. South Hill checking in at 1/4 mile. Clarksville to less than 1/4 mile, as well as Rocky Mount. Wilson looks like it's coming up a little bit, but when you look at the camera, it still looks foggy. Visibility is at a 1/2 mile in Smithfield. Just don't have a camera right there, but we'll see improving conditions. Our temperatures are anywhere from the upper 50s to mid 60s across the area right now. And walking the dog this evening, it'll be bright with a temperature near 80. Zach?
8:27, the current time will take you back out to US 64. This just northwest of Wendell and west of Zebulon. An earlier crash blocked the left lane that has since been moved over to the shoulder, but there are some big delays. A lot of traffic still backed up quite a bit in that area, not only from that area, but back off towards the north and east near North Carolina 96. We'll watch that crash area closely, but still lots of green near and around the Triangle.
State Fair is back today. A live look now from some of the rides. And you don't need proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test to attend. Masks are not required, but are strongly recommended. Gates open right over there at noon. If you are planning to use the park and shuttle option, you must pay with a credit card. Cash will not be accepted. Early voting begins today for the November 2nd municipal elections. 20 counties in our viewing area have local leaders running for office. Early voting ends Saturday, October 29th. And a reminder, Raleigh and Cary's municipal elections were postponed until the spring because of the delayed census data. Next on Fox 50, the changes fans need to know about before heading to PNC Arena for opening night to watch the Canes in their first regular season game.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
It is 8:30 and happy Friday Eve. We're glad you're staying with us on this Thursday morning. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you along here. Just like Friday is worth the wait, right? Mm-hmm. NC State Fair worth the wait. It's happening in just a matter of hours. Elizabeth Gardner, the WRL Severe Weather Center, just up the road. Durham looking sweet as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking good across most of the viewing area. There are a few patches of fog out there that you might run into. We'll take a look. Most of this is going to be from, say, Johnston County, northward up the I-95 corridor, Rocky Mount Wilson, South Hill, across parts of Mecklenburg County, Virginia. That's really where you'll more likely see fog. And all that fog is going to dissipate pretty quickly this morning. We should see partly cloudy skies by mid-morning and on through the afternoon. It's 54 in Roxboro, but we're starting to warm up in a lot of places. 60 in Durham and Raleigh, 65 in Fayetteville. It is still 59 in Southern Pines. Our hour-by-hour forecast for the State Fair, they open the gates at lunchtime, and at noon, expect temperatures close to 80 degrees. We'll climb into the mid-80s this afternoon, so it'll be a great shorts and t-shirts day at the fair today as well as tomorrow. But Saturday, I'm tracking a front that is likely to bring us rain. It won't be a washout all day, but I'll show you when to expect it coming up.
North Carolina State Fair, as we said, finally here now. A live look at the fairgrounds from the WRL Tower Cam right there. Beautiful look. Today's opening day. The gates will open at noon. Big crowds are expected there. And WRS Casey Cunningham is live at the fairgrounds among them when they get there. What you need to know first about the state fair being held during a pandemic here. This has been a long time coming here, Casey.
It has about 2 years, Jeff, and I've been talking with some of the crew members out here who are getting everything set up and getting everything ready. They said they haven't done this in a while. It's actually taking a little bit longer than in years past just because they've had a year off from this. You can hear the whir of the golf carts around us with everyone getting set up. Really just a lot of activity here. We have a few hours until opening day kicks off at noon, though they are taking some precautions. And one of the things you'll see around here are hand sanitizing stations. This one's covered up, of course, since they aren't quite open yet, but you'll see hand sanitizing stations, some other safety guidelines. In fact, I want to pull those up on your screen just so that if you're coming here, you are prepared with what you need to know. You can see this on your screen here. You don't need proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test to attend. Fair organizers, though, they're strongly urging everyone to get vaccinated, especially because there are going to be some big crowds here. They're also saying it's a good idea to get a COVID test after visiting the fair if you haven't been vaccinated. Masks are also not required, but they're strongly recommended, especially when you're not eating or drinking. We know there's a lot of new food and drinks to try here at the fair, but they say if you're not eating or drinking, a mask is definitely recommended. So coming in up in the next half hour on WREL News at 9, we're going to talk about some of the other things you need to know when it comes to what you can bring to the fair, some new rules. Again, we have done this in a couple years, so we'll make sure you're armed and guided with everything you need to know. Plus, on WRL.com, we've got that State Fair Guide, too, which is a good resource. Jeff?
And it has a menu on there as well, and I know that you've taken care of the ham and ham biscuit, right? You crossed it off the list. So what's next? Shrimp and grits on a stick.
Oh my gosh, there's so much. Really, we're after the lobster rolls. That's what we're after. I have looked at the full menu. I'm thinking of doing breakfast. We checked that off. Lunch, dinner. I think we're going to do every single meal here at the fair today.
Make a day of it. You won't be alone. All right, Casey, thank you.
The Carolina Hurricanes will kick off their season in front of a sold-out crowd tonight. There are a lot of changes fans need to know about before heading to PNC for the game. All fans are required to complete an online house screening in advance. All tickets are now digital. Be sure to bring a debit or credit card because you can't use cash to pay for things inside the arena or for parking. A clear bag policy is in place, and don't forget your mask. In 15 minutes, WRL's Michelle McConaughey will join us from PNC Arena with the traffic mess that the state fair and hockey game will likely cause tonight.
Today, FDA vaccine advisors will dig into the data on the Moderna booster shot. The company applied for emergency use authorization of a half-dose booster for certain groups of people. Moderna says the half-dose will allow the company to keep up with the vaccine supply worldwide. The FDA advisors will look at J&J's booster tomorrow. They'll also discuss data on mixing and matching COVID shots. 9 different combinations have been studied.
Today, people living in Durham will get an update on Halloween safety guidance. Mayor C. Shule will hold a briefing at 10:30 this morning. He'll share how to safely celebrate the holiday at this stage in the pandemic. The announcement comes as COVID-19 cases continue to trend downward across the state. Right now, an average of 3,200 cases are being reported each day. The CDC says it expects the number of deaths and hospitalizations will decline over the next 4 weeks. This morning, parents will gather to show their support for UNC Chapel Hill students after recent suicide investigations. They're holding a rally to raise awareness about suicide prevention. It will be from 11 to 3 at the Pit. If you plan to join, look for the yellow balloons.
Early voting starts today for the November 2nd municipal elections. 20 counties in our viewing area have local leaders running for office. Durham voters will see 2 names on the ballot for mayor, Councilwoman Javier Caballero and retired Judge Elaine O'Neill. Only one candidate, though, is still in the race. Caballero suspended her campaign Monday. During the early voting period, you can register and vote the same day. Early voting ends Saturday, October 30th. And this reminder, Raleigh and Cary's municipal elections were postponed until 2022 because of the delayed release of census data.
Happening now in the WREL Live Center, we're hearing from Captain Kirk, a.k.a. William Shatner, about his experience aboard this Blue Origin space flight yesterday. The ever-loquacious Shatner was visibly emotional about this out-of-this-world experience when he talked to Jeff Bezos afterwards. Now, in the last hour on the Today Show, he talked about what it was like to experience a brief moment in space.
all of a sudden the blue is down below and the blackness of space. Now, space is interesting, the universe lies there, but at that moment, in that big window, it was only black and ominous, and that was death, and this was life, and everything else just stood still for a moment.
Well, Shatner went on to say he was absolutely overwhelmed by the experience. Now, this reminder coming up, he will be on the third hour of today talking about his out-of-this-world experience.
Children are now speaking out against Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. It comes after comments he made about homosexuality and transgenderism. The one thing protesters are asking the Lieutenant Governor to do coming up.
Live look at RDU right now. Experts are sharing the best time to book your flight if you're traveling for the holidays. $8.39, time now for our Smart Shopper segment. There are a lot of deals to tell folks about, everything from Halloween promotions to free offers for teachers. And we're joined now by Faye Prosser to explain it all for us. Faye, let's start with Mickey D's. Why not?
That's exactly right, Jeff. So educators can receive a free thank you meal during breakfast hours through this Friday, October 15th. The offer is valid in the drive-thru or the front counter at participating locations. You'll need to present your valid school ID for the free meal, which includes your choice of select breakfast sandwich, hash browns, and coffee or a soda.
Now, I remember this a couple weeks ago, Faye, free Colgate. So you love the free toothpaste. There's a way to get it, right?
Yeah, it's back again this week, and it's pretty exciting. I picked up mine, of course. CVS, it's at CVS, they have select Colgate toothpaste on sale, 2 for $7.98. through this Saturday. Plus, you can load a CVS Send-A-Card coupon, the digital coupon on their app or their website, and it's worth $7.98 off of two. You do the math. The total after the sale and coupon is free before tax. I paid 58 cents total for two tubes of toothpaste after tax. Makes them only 30 cents each. Pretty good deal.
Not only that, Halloween's right around the corner, right? Promotions at Krispy Kreme, they're not going to scare anybody away.
Absolutely not with these. Every Saturday through October 30th, you'll get a special $1 dozen donuts when you buy any dozen donuts. The special Saturday Scary Sherry's dozen includes 11 original glazed and one spooky sprinkle donut. Say that three times fast. The deal is valid in shops or online when you use the code SCARY at participating locations. Plus, on Halloween, if you show up at a Krispy Kreme shop in your costume, you're going to get a free donut and no purchase is necessary.
Right on. How about Amazon? Tell us about the discounts there.
Yeah, if you're ready to get your holiday shopping under wraps, now's the time to do it. Amazon is offering a new set of deals every single day. They're calling them the Epic Daily Deals. And there is a great buy right now on books and movies. It's buy two, get one free. Includes adults and kids, books, movies, many of them are already on sale. And finally, if toys are on your gift list, Amazon has a fantastic promotion. Get $10 off a $50 purchase, select toys, popular games, tons of items, and most are already on sale as well. I've got the links for you for all of these promotions over on the Smart Shopper column at WRL's website.
You always do. For smart shopping tips from Faye, you can go to WRL.com, look for the consumer tab and search Smart Shopper. Faye, thanks so much. Renee.
UNC Chapel Hill has new safety guidelines for sporting events this winter. What you need to know if you plan on watching a game in person. Plus, here's another live look at the State Fair. A lot will be happening in that area today. The Canes will open their season over at PNC Arena. So we'll take a look at the traffic issues that you can expect starting at noon today. As we head to break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers.
It is 8:45. We're taking a look across the area. It's beautiful. Goldsboro, Apex, Chapel Hill, Durham, all seeing sunshine. We have had some patchy fog in some of our northeastern counties this morning, but for the most part, that should be tapering off in the next couple of hours. We'll take a quick look. You can see South Hill and Rocky Mount, some of the only places at least showing up on the color contours with some fog, but there it is below a quarter of a mile, so it is foggy still in those areas. Everybody else seeing some sunshine, and it will burn off there pretty shortly. Here comes our front, and our front yesterday was producing a lot of severe weather across parts of Oklahoma. There were tornado warnings there. This high pressure system will cause our front to weaken a little bit. A lot of the energy with it will head to the north, but we are still going to see a band of rain coming through, and that's going to bring us some showers for Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. The real big thing that we're going to see out of this system is a much colder air mass coming in. You look off to the west, and we're looking at 30s, 40s, 50s, and we're looking at 60s in the eastern part of the country right now. And we're not going to drop into the 30s, at least not right away, but we will see some morning lows in the 40s as we get into the weekend and into early next week. For today and tomorrow, our humidity will be on the tolerable side. You can see the areas in the darker green. That's where it's most sticky. But our high pressure system is keeping things on the drier side for us for the next day or two. It'll be a little bit muggier on Saturday as our rain moves through. But once the front comes through, we're talking about a completely different air mass. This nice dry air moves in and it's going to feel phenomenal. So tolerable today and tomorrow. And then on Saturday, when the rain comes through, it'll be on the steamy side. But after that, we're going to see those dew points dropping into the 40s. It's going to feel refreshing and it should stay that way for much of next week. We take a live look at what's happening there. Right beside the Dorton Arena, you can see a lot of the rides. They're all set up ready for the state fair that begins at noon today. By 3 o'clock, temperatures will be in the mid-80s. That'll be the high for the day, but it will stay nice and mild even through the evening. 72 degrees at 9 o'clock, so shorts and t-shirts will be fine at the fair today and tomorrow. Are we going to get close to a record? Close to, but we're probably not going to even tie a record. Today's forecast 84, but the record is 86. Tomorrow, 86 versus 88. And Saturday, 82 versus 86. So close to records, but we probably won't actually set one. But it is going to be a big transition. We're going to go from a high of 82 on Saturday to 67 on Sunday. And just for reference, our normal high this time of year is in the mid-70s. So that's what we'll actually get to. Once this nice, refreshing air mass moves in, our highs will be in the mid-70s for most of next week. But it will be a cool, crisp day on Sunday. You can pull out the sweatshirt and leave it on with that high of 67.
Looking forward to it. Elizabeth, thanks. Traffic later today will be a mess with the State Fair and the Carolina Hurricanes regular season home opener happening at the same time. WRL's Michelle McConaughey is at PNC Arena with what you need to know now to prepare.
PNC Arena is going to look a lot different than this later on this evening. Fans are going to pack the parking lot for the Carolina Hurricanes' official first game of the season against the New York Islanders. This is a sold-out hockey game. That just puts into perspective how busy it's going to be. The parking lot will officially open at 4 p.m. for tailgating. And with PNC Arena right next to the NC State Fairgrounds, anyone in this area can expect heavy traffic and delays. The traffic will pick up around noon. That's when the fair opens. Don't forget about the ongoing road construction in the area as well. It's a very good idea to avoid this area if you don't need to be here. And if you are coming out to either the state fair or you're coming to the Carolina Hurricanes game tonight, it's a good idea to leave early. Troopers say definitely pack your patience for tonight. At PNC Arena, Michelle McConaughey, WRAL News.
UNC Chapel Hill is sharing new safety guidelines for winter sports. The stadiums will be at full capacity. Masks must be worn for all indoor events, except when eating and drinking. Vaccinations are not required, but strongly encouraged. These rules will be in place through December.
Children are the latest to take a stand against Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson after his comments about homosexuality and transgenderism. Dozens attended a youth rally outside Robinson's office in downtown Raleigh. It was held in response to him calling the teaching of homosexuality and transgenderism filth. A political professor at Meredith College tells WRAL, comments some consider to be hate speech are protected under the Constitution.
From a legal perspective, you know, unless he says things that incites violence, he's protected. If he said to some of his supporters, go across the street and punch one of those protesters in the face, that would be crossing the line.
Protesters told WRAL they wanted to speak with Lieutenant Governor Robinson one-on-one about his comments. In Colorado, a man accused of killing 10 people at a grocery store will get a second competency hearing. An evaluation shows Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alissa has limited ability to communicate with other people, but understands the charges against him. He faces 115 charges in connection with mass shooting at King Soopers grocery store in Boulder on March 22nd.
Several birds affected by the California pipeline spill are back in the wild this morning. An organization took in more than 80 birds and fish that were stuck in the oil. They spent 14 hours a day caring for them all for this moment. They'll continue to be released this week. Now's the time to book your holiday travel plans. You're looking live at RDU International, where some flights are getting ready to take off. Experts say prices are about as low as they'll get. Thanksgiving fares will spike after Halloween and cost about $400 round trip for domestic flights.
And another sign the holidays are approaching, you can now buy tickets to Skate at the Rink at Rockefeller Center in New York City. It opens for business on November 6th, just a few weeks away. Texas Roadhouse is making a promise to invest in the future of its employees. The restaurant chain says it'll reimburse workers who are pursuing a college degree. The tuition reimbursement program is worth about $5,200 a year. Employees must be taking classes at an accredited university, maintain a C average grade, and work 30 hours a week at the restaurant to be eligible. Texas Roadhouse is hosting hiring events at all of its Fayetteville locations at the end of the month.
Today, 84 Lumber is hoping to recruit new workers in the Triangle with a job fair at its Durham store. The building materials supplier is looking to hire manager trainees starting at $42,000 a year. The company is also looking for non-CDL truck drivers and door builders. New hires are eligible for a $1,500 bonus after the first 30 days. The job fair runs until 5 today. A young boy started out dancing in the driveway, but as he noticed people's reaction, he found another way to spread joy. Sam Reed has this cute story from Massachusetts.
For the past several days, 10-year-old Michael Richardson of Swansea makes the most of his mornings before the bus comes.
I think this one would be good.
While everyone else is waking up or driving to work along Wilbur Avenue,
I've been going out at like right after I ate breakfast.
Michael happily holds his homemade signs to send people passing by a positive message.
To make people's day good, because it's in the morning, and then if you feel good at the morning, you'll probably feel good for the rest of the day.
At first, his now regular routine was something his family didn't recognize.
Michael waits for the bus in the morning, and I'm already at school at that point, and so is my husband, so either my parents are here or our neighbor.
But the people passing by loved every minute of it and wanted the Richardsons to know they really appreciated it.
I would get text messages from his former principal, and they would say, like, what? Your son is not shy about living on the main road, and this is what he was doing, and people just kept saying it.
First, it started out with him doing a few dance moves, and he noticed the joy it brought others. Then, using his mom's art supplies, he made these signs of sincerity to wish others well.
I feel happy because I see a ton of people just smile.
That was the case for a stranger passing by who posted on social media about how his sign was exactly what she needed that day.
Oh my gosh, I'm like, Michael, I think this is about you. And he's like, that was me. Look, here's my sign.
Michael was over the moon that even though traffic comes and goes, his effort stuck around for at least one person.
I like to make people happy.
A reminder that if you slow down and take it all in, you might be surprised at the signs you may see.
Any little bit of kindness is helpful.
Michael, you are a ray of sunshine. And we're going to see lots of sunshine today for the opening day of the state fair. You're looking live at some of the rides. You can see Dorton Arena there. Just 3 hours to go. Ahead, we talk everything from COVID guidance to bag policies, what you need to know if you go.